I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we'll be giving a nod to farmers just before harvest begins. Just before test cutting and the Kansas horizon turns from green to gold, there's an understanding across the plains that harvest is bigger than any one field. It is the product of months of risk, long days, uncertain weather, and generations of stewardship. And at the center of all of it is the farmer. Every part of the wheat industry depends on that moment. The trucks waiting at the elevator, the flour headed to the bakery, and the research happening in university labs, the export vessels loading grain at port, and the family buying a loaf of bread at the grocery store all begin with one decision made months earlier by a producer willing to plant a crop and believe in the season ahead. In Kansas and across the plains, wheat farmers carry a unique responsibility. They grow one of the world's most foundational foods while working against challenges they cannot control. Drought, freezes, disease pressure, volatile markets, and rising input costs. Yet year after year, they plant anyway. Not because farming is easy, but because feeding people matters. That commitment goes well beyond harvest. The wheat chain is often described as an industry, but in reality, it's a network of people connected by purpose. Plant breeders that spend decades developing stronger varieties. Agronomists who work to solve production challenges in the field. Millers and bakers all over the world that rely on the consistent quality of U.S. wheat. But none of it exists without producers. There are no test plots without farmers willing to try something new. No exports without grain in the bin. No flour without harvested bushels. No bread without someone willing to put a seed in the ground the previous fall and trust that rain will come, temperatures will cooperate, and the crop will make it to summer. That reality becomes especially visible this time of year. As combines begin preparing for harvest, there is an optimism in the air alongside uncertainty. Every season tells a different story. Some fields exceeded expectations, others fought drought, freeze damage, or disease pressure all spring long. Yet across the wheat belt, producers continue moving forward with the perseverance that defines agriculture. Wheat becomes more than a crop. It becomes a part of the story of rural America itself. That story reaches much further than Kansas. Kansas-grown wheat may end up in sandwich bread in Tokyo, noodles in Seoul, or flatbread in Africa or the Middle East. It may feed a family recovering from disaster or become part of a celebration meal halfway across the world. Wheat is one of the few crops that connects a Kansas wheat field directly to global food security. And that connection matters now more than ever. In a world facing population growth, geopolitical uncertainty, and increasing pressure on food systems, the work of wheat producers remains essential. Every acre harvested represents stability, nourishment, and the promise that food will continue reaching tables around the globe. As harvest is beginning, stay tuned to our channels for harvest reports. Kansas has already seen some test cutting this week. We plan to begin our reporting on wheat harvest 26 on Tuesday, May 26. If you see a farmer today, tell them thanks. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Gordon Clark.